several kinds of water. Uh-huh. And there's four or five kinds of bees.
What different kinds of wasps are there?
Well, we got one here, don't get no along with that. We call him Guinea Wolf. Little striped one, like a yellow jacket. Uh-huh. He'll sting you in a minute, and he won't stop. He just keeps stinging if you stay around.
You call that a...
Call him Guinea Wolf. Uh-huh. You can't ought to get him out of your clothes if he gets in there. I went out of my clothes one time, and they got in my jumper.
Any other kind?
Well, we got a... what they call a stinging scorpion. Uh-huh. He's about so long, he goes with his tail right over his back all the time. He don't fly. But every time he touches you by that tail, he stings. Mama had me and a nigga gal one time. Mama didn't know the nigga woman done washing. Had us toting washwood, old piece of rails and stuff for washwood, and we got them in our clothes. We went out of our clothes right there. We was about 7 or 8 years old. I mean, it was getting out of time. They went down our clothes, uh-huh, off that stuff.
What can you do when they sting you?
Well, Jenna put coal oil on, piercing. Stops it from swelling and kills it, poison.
Don't she, some people get real sick off of
it? Yeah, killed. There's a man over in Shreveport 4, 5, 6 years ago. We washed on him and killed him. Mm. That's the reason I quit food with my bees out there. I let them all go.
You were having honey here?
I do, but but I quit fooling with them. It sting me and I swell up a week. My hands will just swell, gets a sore, can't touch them. There's so much of this dope they put out in honeybees feeding, they get that dope in their system, that poison dope they put out to kill insects. Mm-hmm. And it poisons them. Yeah, Joe Barron over here, I had 8 hives of bees out there 7, 8 years ago at one time. Mm-hmm. And he poisoned his cotton over twice, and I lost every one of the bees I had but one hive. Mm-hmm. They went over and got the honeydew off that cotton where they put that poison on. Mm-hmm. Killed them.
Isn't it illegal to put some kinds of poison on plants now?
Well, that was DDT.
Isn't that illegal now?
Yeah. They won't let you use it on vegetables or nothing now. Used to, that is all they counted on. Mm-hmm.
Where does a yellow jacket build its nest?
In a hollow roots of a tree or in a log or something or in the ground.
Mm-hmm. What's something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud?
Dirt dog.
Do they sting?
Some of them do and some of them don't. There's 3 or 4 or 5 kinds of them. I don't know what kind they are, but they're different colors and different kinds.
Uh-huh. You'd say a bee stung me and my hand did what?
Swelled up.
And you say it's still pretty badly.
Yeah, still pretty badly swelled and sore.
And you'd say that's the book you what me?
That's what?
That's the book that you what me for Christmas.
Book you gave me for Christmas.
And you say you have what me many books before. You have...
I got a pretty good pile of them on hand now.
Uh-huh. That people have...
I bought them, most of them, at Bible books. Uh-huh. Bible histories. And then I got all my school books the last 2 years I went to school. My first wife, too. Uh-huh. And my baby boy, I got all his books out there. I got a around $1,000 to $1,100 worth of Bible books.
Where did you get them?
From different bookstores. Got some from Kentucky and some from our bookstore in Little Rock and some from Dallas.
Have you read them all?
I read lots of them. I can't read all the time.
You say